8. Political correctness, the devil's thought police. Communist countries practice strict control over speech and thought. However, since the 1980s, another form of speech and thought control has appeared in the West. These thought police use the banner of political correctness to run amok in the media, society, and education system, using slogans and mass criticism to restrain speech and thought. Even though many have already felt the evil power of its control, they have not grasped its ideological origins. Phrases such as political correctness, together with progress and solidarity, are all words that have long been used by communist parties. Their superficial meaning is to avoid using discriminatory language toward minorities, women, the disabled, and others. For example, black people are to be called African Americans, Indians are to be called Native Americans, illegal immigrants are to be called undocumented workers, and so on. However, the hidden implication behind political correctness is to classify individuals into groups according to their victim status. Those who are the most oppressed should therefore be accorded the most respect and courtesy. Regardless of individual conduct and talent, this judgment is rendered solely on one's identity, and is thus called identity politics. This style of thinking is extremely popular in the United States and other Western countries. According to such logic, black lesbians, who are oppressed along vectors of both race, sex, and sexual preference, are ranked at the forefront of victimhood. On the contrary, white, heterosexual males are considered the most privileged and, in the logic of victim politics, on the bottom of the totem pole. This type of classification is identical to what goes on in communist countries, where individuals were classified as the five classes of red or the five classes of black according to their wealth and class status before the revolution. The Chinese Communist Party eliminated and oppressed landowners and capitalists because of their wrong class status, attacked intellectuals as the stinking old ninth, and chanted that the poor are the smartest, the nobles the dumbest. For complex historical reasons, including social and individual reasons, some groups have a lower political and socioeconomic position, which cannot be simply explained as oppression. But political correctness draws an artificial boundary in people's minds. It sets up a binary, positing that only those who agree with the claims of political correctness are to be considered moral, while those who dissent are accused of being racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Islam, and so on. Universities, which should promote a culture of free expression, became prisons of the mind. The world is silenced and unable to openly and sincerely grapple with a number of issues in politics, economics, and culture. Under the name of political correctness, some organizations further push traditional religion out of the public sphere. Furthermore, some countries have expanded the definition of hate speech, implemented this expanded definition in law, and thus use the law to force schools, media, and internet companies to conform. This is a step toward the same strictures on speech as found in communist states. After the 2016 U.S. election, the United States became further divided. Protest marches erupted in major cities, and violations of freedom of speech began with frequency. In September 2017, the appearance of conservative author Ben Shapiro, invited to speak at the University of California, Berkeley, was derailed due to Antifa's threats to provoke violent conflict. Berkeley police stood ready and dispatched three police helicopters, and security expenses were estimated at over $600,000. A reporter asked a young student protester, "What about the First Amendment?" The student said it was no longer a relevant document. Ironically, one signature event that marked the start of the student movement in 1964 was a fight for freedom of speech at Berkeley. These days, the left uses the right to speech in an attempt to deprive others from having a legitimate outlet for their own voice. In March 2017, American social scientist Charles Murray was invited to speak at Middlebury College in Vermont. While there, he was physically assaulted and an accompanying professor at the college was injured. In March 2018, tenured professor Amy Wax of the University of Pennsylvania School of Law was taken off some teaching duties after publishing a politically incorrect article. Other organizations, acting under the banner of opposing hate speech, have labeled regular conservative groups hate groups. In addition, there have been cases of conservative authors and scholars being threatened regarding speaking at or attending various events. The intrusion on freedom of speech by the left is not part of normal debate between people with differing ideas. Instead, it's about the specter of communism using people with ill intent, provoking them to obscure the truth and suppress righteous, or at least normal, voices. Political correctness, in essence, is about substituting deviant political and moral standards for righteous ones. It is the devil's thought police.